Hi, Moms Making Six Figures. I'm really excited to share this episode with you. This is the second part of a four-part series on helping Ashley to achieve six figures. I think you're going to have a lot of takeaways from this one. There's a lot of learning moments that happened in this first quarter with her, and I'm really excited to share this one with you. So enjoy.
Welcome to the Moms Making Six Figures podcast, where it's all about real women, real stories, real inspiration. And now your host and creator of Moms Making Six Figures, Heidi Bartolotta.
Hi, Moms Making Six Figures. I'm excited to say that I have a sponsor for this episode. It's 1000springsmill.com and it's 1000. And I'm thrilled that they have decided to sponsor the episode because I've been shopping with them for a long time. They are non-GMO, they are organic, and they're regenerative farmers. So they love the land and they take care of the land. And I feel like that takes care of my family. I'm very specific about the things that I bring into my home, and they have some amazing products. So check out their website and definitely sign up for their newsletter because they have some incredible recipes that they email out. Again, that's 1000springsmill.com. So here we are.
Here we are.
Episode two.
So exciting.
I'm excited.
I'm very excited. There's been a lot of progress, so I'm excited to share that with everybody.
Should we start out with telling everyone your numbers and then how they happened?
Yes, I'm going to have to.
Yeah, because
I don't remember.
So let's just kind of recap. So Ashley and I decided in January, well, I kind of decided for Ashley in January, that I was going to mentor you to six figures this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you decided that you were game. Talk about the hesitation that you had.
The hesitation I had was, before talking to you about it, was just I felt stuck, right? So I was just nervous on like what I need to do. And it just felt like unachievable. That was the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. And then when you brought up that idea and then the opportunity, I just felt like I would be dumb not to do it. So I just kind of went for it with just not knowing what it was going to be or how it was going to be. And I'm just very grateful. So,
Okay, so let's share your numbers.
Okay.
Okay, so in January, so the goal was to get you to enough monthly that you could earn six figures the following year. Like, we wanted to do it this year, but recognizing that we were starting, right?
Yeah.
But so in January, your numbers were $4,833 is what you made in January.
Mm-hmm.
You're opening this up to the world.
Yeah, I know. It's very vulnerable.
But in February, so that was five. We had five sessions together.
Yep. Once a week.
Before we meet every Monday, mm-hmm. and we talk about goals and we talk about things to help you think about them a little bit differently.
Yes.
In February, you almost doubled.
Mm-hmm.
To $8,542.
Mm-hmm.
And how proud were you?
I actually cried. I could cry right now. Yeah. Because it also goes into your story, you know? It felt very unachievable. So just to see that, and I honestly, like, until you were like, let's check your numbers, you know? I just had no idea that I even did that. Like, I knew I felt better, lighter, and I felt like I was actually getting somewhere with my bills and what I'm doing. But to see it was, like, mind-blowing. So, yeah, I'm very grateful to be doing this because anybody in my position or something like it, like, it's just good to know that, I mean, you can do it. Obviously, there's steps to it, but and a lot of work. But, yeah, it just was a great feeling and still is. So,
and you did it.
Yes.
Like, and I didn't do this. You did it.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So, and
I didn't think I would be crying at all, but here I am.
No, but I think one of the things that you said to me was, I'm scared. And I think a lot of times that's what holds people back. But I'm so proud of you that you decided to push through that and be willing to try.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that you said to me, and I think it was like our third session, is I'm looking at things differently and I see how I can do them differently.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what we did. And I have it laid out into four things that we really worked on. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to kind of lay it out and have you talk a little bit about how you took that and then what you did with it.
Okay.
So the first thing was really defining your goal. Mm-hmm. And what I think a lot of people do is they have generally, oh, well, I want this. But they don't hone in on I want this. Mm-hmm. And what maybe that's a number for you. We were talking about what that did for your calendar. So the second part of defining your goal was how does that then align your calendar to that goal? So let's start with those two, because you going into our first session, I asked you what your top three goals were, and it took you a while to really refine them. Mm-hmm. So talk about that process.
I mean, to start, I talked about how I had this job, and I just felt all over the place. And talking with you, you gave me the, I don't know if it's idea or, yeah, the idea of like, okay, so what is it that you want? What are you passionate about? What is making you the most revenue? That sort of thing. And obviously I love makeup. People that know me know that.
And you're brilliant at it.
Thank you. And I love it. So refocusing on that and kind of, I guess, strategizing, okay, how much do I make doing this job or this job, and focusing on the ones that are higher paying, mm-hmm. was, I know that might sound like, well, a duh thing, but for me, it was an aha moment, because I was just trying to get whatever I can, no matter what, but really focusing on those jobs that paid more was the biggest thing for me, and it made me search for those things more, and then I was booking more of those higher paying jobs.
Yeah, because we took your calendar and mm-hmm. we aligned it with what your goal actually yes. was. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a lot of times the thing that people struggle with is they have this goal, they haven't completely defined it, and so they're just putting whatever they can. And I think a lot of us, honestly, we have a lot of life. You know, mm-hmm. you have a child, you have family commitments, you have other things, right? And you just let your calendar almost control you. And so really all I was teaching you to do was to take control of your calendar.
Yes.
And say, I want this. And my calendar needs to show that, mm-hmm. right? So talk about what you did. You just mentioned it, but talk a little bit differently about how did that really refine for you what you actually did in the days of the week?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
One of those conversations that we had, I think, was really helpful for you.
Focusing on, okay, so I guess I would look at it weekly, and I would say, okay, 3 days a week, I just need a book this, and this is how much I need to make. Mm-hmm. And really focusing on that, I worked towards that, and I got that. And so then I was able to do, taking control of my time and my life and my money. Mm-hmm. And that was like the biggest key, and making it so I had time for my personal life with my son and work. So.
And I was going to say, and one of your priorities was health and your family. Mm-hmm. So it didn't pull away from that. It actually added
to it. Yep.
Because you were managing just your life differently.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And one of the things that you said to me pretty early on was, I see that I can do this. Mm-hmm. And that's a really powerful statement to me, because I always say one of the things that I love the most is when I watch women, when I watch the light go on, like, mm-hmm. I got this. Mm-hmm. Like, I really can accomplish XYZ, whatever that is for them. And when that happened, I knew you were going to have the numbers. Mm-hmm. I honestly thought it would take you 2 more months. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you did it the next month was, I was like jumping for joy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But let's talk about, okay, so once you defined your calendar, and then it was staying consistent to the activity mm-hmm. that you needed to do in order to fill that calendar. So let's talk about that, because that was one of the ones that you're like, oh yeah, I'm seeing myself not make the calls, or mm-hmm. I need to push myself to make these kinds of calls. Mm-hmm. And so how did it push you to do that?
Well, it helps having somebody that's holding me accountable every week. Like, that's probably one of the biggest things, because I think, like we even talked about earlier, you have a personal life, you have personal things going on, but you still need to make money. So whether I'm having a bad day or a hard week or whatever, I need to put that aside and really like focus on my goals and what it is that I need to make, and still reach out to people and make those connections to get those jobs that I need. So it really, I think for me, it was having somebody hold me accountable mm-hmm. and, you know, I can't let you down, so, or myself. But yeah, I think that was like one of the biggest things.
What did that do for your mindset? What did the process do for your mindset? My fourth one was constantly reevaluating mindset. And we've been talking a lot about mindset, you and I, so.
Yeah. I think giving me my mindset, just giving me the confidence of knowing that I can do it, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what I'm doing, like just focusing on what I feel I'm passionate about and good at, and just getting that work. And just, I think it's the confidence that really, mm-hmm. That I needed, and knowing that I could do it is what shifted the most. Yeah.
And then, so we've talked about the four things that we really hit on with your business, mm-hmm. but talk about how that's played out into the way you feel about your life, about paying off your debt, mm-hmm. About some of the moves that you want to make personally and strategically with your business. Like, how has it shifted that for you?
I think the biggest thing is right now, my focus, like you said, when I get extra money, it's not about getting new clothes and getting all this new stuff. Like, I am so focused on paying off my debt. I have the things that I need, and then just, it feels so good to just see the numbers go down, go down, go down. So it's really shifted my focus on like not needing the best of this or that or the other, and just, you know, for now, like just get through it, and then you can enjoy those things later, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And does it make you feel accomplished?
It makes me feel very accomplished. It makes me feel even more confident with myself and what I'm doing in, honestly, work, personal, like everything. Yeah, it's a great feeling.
So one of the quotes that I gave you early on that I've always loved, and probably a lot of people have heard it, but it was, we always overestimate what we can do in a month and dramatically underestimate what we can accomplish in a year. Mm-hmm. And so as you and I have been talking about goals through the rest of this year, I mean, we came out of this first quarter together just really setting a really powerful stage for the next three quarters. And so as you think about that, like one of the questions that I want you to ponder, and I think would be really good for our audience, is I wrote, if you were looking at the next 4 months, what do you genuinely want to accomplish, and what experiences, events, and conversations need to happen in order to make that a reality? Mm-hmm. So as you start to think about this next quarter that we're going into, or the next 4 months, mm-hmm. and you look at what you've accomplished so far, do you want to put out what you're hoping to do over this next quarter? Because I know you have some big goals that maybe you didn't have before.
Well, I did say by the end of the year I want to make 6 figures, but I feel like at the rate it's going to be sooner than that.
Yeah.
And then the other one was to pay off debt, and I'm getting very close to that as well. So I would like to do that. I'm going to just put it out there. That might be far off, but let's just put it out there.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's wrap up by talking about accountability. You mentioned it already. Mm-hmm. But the thing that you and I are doing on a weekly basis is we spend 30 minutes together.
Yep.
every Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about accountability, because you mentioned it a couple of times. What has it done for you that maybe setting goals before hadn't accomplished? I think sometimes people underestimate what accountability can really do for them mm-hmm. in their lives. So
yeah. Because I'm held accountable, like you ask me certain questions every week, you know, and I have to think about that. And I think sometime prior, I was just going on with my weeks, whatever's going on, and I'm not really thinking about what I need to do and really focus on for the week to accomplish my goals. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'd go months without really like thinking about it, and I'm just kind of rolling with emotions, right? So I'm not really getting anywhere, but holding myself accountable, or you having you there too, it's really setting myself up for success each week, because I'm thinking about it and I'm putting in that work and the effort every single week. Mm-hmm. And then I have to think about it throughout the week too. So it's always on my mind. And I think that that is a game changer for sure.
Yeah, because you get what you focus on.
You get what you focus on. Yeah, definitely.
So true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So thank you for doing this with
me. No, thank you for helping me with this. I'm very appreciative.
It's going to be an amazing year.
Yes.
And we'll do 3 more of these.
Awesome. Sounds good to me.
Any last words of wisdom? So what about our listener, and you know generally my listeners, but there's a lot of women that are aspiring to 6 figures mm-hmm. and probably had the same sense that this is not doable for me, or I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Give them some hope. Tell them.
If I could, you know, just even just for my own position, and maybe someone else out there could relate, I don't have anybody helping me. So it's just me and my son, and I was stuck with a crazy amount of debt. And I felt very stuck, but there is a way out. I mean, to say that is crazy for me. And I feel like I always try to tell myself that. But I didn't know how to do it, so it did feel unachievable. But there is a way, and you can do it. Yeah. If I could do it, I feel like anyone could do it. So
we'll end with that. You can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have a lot of people following your story on this.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you for doing this with me, and thank you to all of our listeners for listening. And I'll challenge you, actually. I'll just challenge you. The close of this will be, what are you going to accomplish in the next 4 months? And write that down and have someone hold you accountable to it.